So welcome back to our second edition of our Sefer Shabbos Makosa, this wonderful Sefer about Shabbos from Rabbi Shimshon David Pinkus Zatzal, who passed away in 2001, but who wrote countless Svarim and who was the leader and one of the foremost Rabbanim of Makshava in the modern day. We are familiar with many of his works, and we're zocha to learn together his Sefer Shabbos Makosa, which I believe is mirrored, so you can't really see it properly. But that's okay. So we started last week. We learned a little bit about the Sefer, a little bit about Rav Pinkus himself, and now we're ready to really embark on the official limud of the Sefer. And so we did the beginning of Sakdama, and we'll just sort of review. We're going to review every week because we want to make sure that we internalize this limud, and not just that we fly through the Sefer. If we wanted to, we could spend all Shavuos night learning through it. That's not how it works. Rav Pinkus says that anytime we want to learn Makshava, we want to appreciate Musa, we want to develop and build ourselves, it needs to take place slowly, and we need to do it step by step. And so he actually outlines numerous in his Sefer, various points. There'll be a section, there'll be a parak, but there'll be Aleph, Bet, Gimel. He'll lay it out so that you can only take a small piece. And maybe some weeks we'll do two pieces instead of one, but we're going to try and take small bites, just for a few minutes during these lunch and learns, and that way we'll be able to internalize it and sort of take it with us for that upcoming Shabbos. He also says that the Sefer builds one another on one step to the next, and therefore we're not going to skip anything. I've learned this with a few different Rabbanim. As we've said, we learned it with Rav Eliyakim Konigsberg, who wanted to make sure that we got sort of the most relevant, most important elements of the Sefer in the short period of time that we had with him, which is understandable, but since we're not limited to time, we're on Facebook Live, everyone's at home, and even beyond, we'll be able to learn this, from beginning all the way to the end. There's nothing holding us back. So we're in Mitzvah Hashem, and Bli Neder going to do every single piece of the Sefer to the best, at least, of my ability. And so just to remember, what did we say last week? We effectively said Rav Pinkus was bemoaning the fact that Shabbos doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. That we've got Shavuos coming up, and Sukkot gets a lot of attention, and Pesach gets a ton of attention, and everyone's trying to get the most possible out of all of the Chagim, except for seemingly the highest, the holiest, the greatest of all the Chagim, that of Shabbos Kodesh. And so why is Shabbos Kodesh not getting as much attention as it may deserve? Rav Pinkus says, because we don't really understand Shabbos. We don't know what's going on Shabbos. And so we can't fully appreciate Shabbos and try and get everything that there is within Shabbos out of that experience. And therefore, the goal of this Sefer is to learn and appreciate Shabbos. And so we're on page 3, page Gimel of Sefer Shabbos Makosa, in the Hakdama still as he sort of elaborates on what the goal of the Sefer is, we're in, O space. And so I'll pull it up so that we all have it, because not necessarily everybody has access to the Sefer. It's not so easy to get Svarim these days, but don't worry, we are going to share it here. All right. Okay. He says, at the top of page 3, V'navo arsha b'psika l'kuntris u'levar l'hagdir. Now we're going to try and explain in this opening of this Sefer, of this little pamphlet, what is going on Shabbos. What is Shabbos all about? Because we know, regarding all these other holidays, we know that Pesach is about freedom, and Shavuos is about Torah, and Sukkot is about Simcha. And Rosh Hashanah is about Yom HaDin. Ach, ma mahusa shel haShabbos. But what is the essence of Shabbos? Shabbos b'hagdarasa hamadiyek eshi yomo shel haKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is not zman matan Torah seinu. Shabbos is not zman simchateinu. Shabbos is a day of haKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually he says, below kol shem levi achert, there's no zman this, there's no zman that, there's nothing quote-unquote special or specific about Shabbos. Shabbos is holistic, encompassing all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Shabo Yichud Hashem Mispashet Al Kol HaMetzius. That the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it spreads out, it is thoroughly encompassing everything that exists. The Kol HaNivra Shovei Subatel, and the entire creation rests and is nullified relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ein od milvado. There's nothing more to Shabbos than Shabbos. There's nothing more to Shabbos than connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Sukkot, we might get distracted with all the intricacies of our sukkah and with our lulav and our esrog. You could spend a lot of time focusing on your lulav and your esrog. On Pesach, you know, we might be so focused on getting our matzah, b'kadei achilas pras, and shoving all the matzah into our mouths within the requisite amount of time, that we forget that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is purely about connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else going on. V'havein. She'ena kavana shehu yom she'ikar ha'sagas dveikus pa'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of Shabbos, just to clarify, says R' Pinkus, is not about creating a connection, a dveikus, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ain't okay, that's not what's going on. Amnam vadai she'et be'Shabbos ma'sigim dveikus. On Shabbos, we might feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are supposed to, we can, and we should feel more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos than we do during a regular day. Aval zeh davar d'mimela. But that just happens on its own. That's not the point. That's not the goal of Shabbos. Kevan sheba'oso yom ein od milvado. It makes sense that it happens. On that day, there's nothing beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say ein od milvado. There's nothing beyond him. Mimela anu dvekim elav yisparach b'yom zeh. Yosu mikol yom acher. So it makes sense that we're more connected. Aval ein zeh etzem hamahus. But that's not the essence. That's not what's really going on Shabbos. She'im tomar kein shuv nimseis omer shehu yom l'tzarchenu anu. She'nimsa bo dvekus. And why, explains Rav Pinkus? Because if we were to say that Shabbos is about us connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that would suggest that it's a day for me, it's a day for us, that it's l'tzarchenu. But it's not l'tzarchenu, it's not for us. Yes, it might be a day that we can connect, but he says it's the day of Shabbos, the point of Shabbos is not for us to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, he says, she'ein etzem hamahus l'tzarech Yisrael klal. Shabbos is not necessarily about the Jewish people at all. Shehari rak achar shehaisa kvar kedusha Shabbos be'olam, az nisna. Shabbos came first. Shabbos existed and then it was given to the Jewish people. He l'Yisrael b'matana. It was given to the Jewish people as a gift. Aval etzem hamahus ha'Shabbos, hi kula mitzido yisbarach. Shabbos is entirely about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom she'kol batel mevutel v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachid bi'olamo v'su lo midi. It's a day in which everything else goes away and it's just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day in which we connect so deeply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a day for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is available, and one of the things that we experience because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispashi ba'olam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more present and more tangible on Shabbos, therefore we'll feel more of a dveikus. But that's not what Shabbos is about. The goal of Shabbos is not to foster dveikus. It's not to foster connection between us and our Father in Heaven. Dugma l'davar. He's going to give an example. Hine b'Shabbos, yesh mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. This idea of an oneg Shabbos. Laharbos be'achila ma'adanim. We're supposed to eat a lot of delicious foods. Shabbos food. V'adavar be'emes tamua. Shebi yom shel kedushu dveikus l'chora. If the day of Shabbos is about holiness, it's about connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he haya royal yoser lis asek be'prishus ulemai petanugim dafka. We should specifically not engage in oneg Shabbos. We specifically should not be eating delicious foods. Tahare klalahu she binyan aguf hu korban haseka. We know it's a thing. It's a rule that anytime we build up our guf, anytime we're focusing on internally on ourselves, that's going to undermine our ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah in Avos tells us paskel melech tochal. If you want to be great in Torah, don't eat elaborate, lavish foods, just eat the bare minimum. Just eat what you need to eat, because anytime that we engage further in this world, seemingly that should be disconnecting us from a connection to spirituality. There is this idea. Yiddishkeit believes in engaging with the whole world, but there is this idea of precious, of staying away from things for at least certain periods of time in order to foster a more spiritually attuned sense, to foster a stronger spiritual connection. However, he says, V'ich mischar ben yachad ta'anuge haguf v'shabes kodesh shi yom l'dveikos b'kedusha. So how in the world are we supposed to be fostering a level of kedusha, of holiness, on this day that seemingly has so much eating, so much food going on. Oop, we don't need to be blue. And so he explains. We'll give a parable, an example. Just let's imagine that this guy is invited to the home of the Gadol HaDor. Who's the Gadol HaDor? He says, maybe it's the Chasam Sofer. Skuso Yagayin Alenu. Ve'Rabbeinu Sameach Al Ha'Oreach Simcha Gadola. And the Chasam Sofer is so excited to have us over. Ve'Amar Lo Ana Bevakasha Tiso Bevesi Suda Sarayim. The Chasam Sofer says, I'm having lunch. Please, please, please. Ve'tziva Lahakin Suda Deshana Lechavad Ha'Oreach. And I'm going to have a lavish, fancy, an abundant lunch, specifically because you, my guest, are here. The Chasam Sofer is so happy to have us. Would we ever say to the Chasam Sofer when he's having this elaborate meal for our honor? I'm trying to stay away. I'm trying not to, be so osik in this world. I don't really want your lavish meal. I don't want your fancy food. The any marshal atz mi yoser mi pasu melach the tikun. I'm not really allowing myself to have anything more than just bread and salt, just a bare minimum of food, a little bit of water. Of course we're not going to say it to the Chasam Sofer. He's inviting us to his meal. If we're standing in front of this tremendous genius and holy man, if we're standing in front of someone who is a paradigm of spirituality, we're going to do whatever the tzaddik tells us to do. We're going to do whatever he wants. If the tzaddik wants me to eat with him, I'm not going to worry about my own kashbonos. I'm not going to say, oh, well, I was thinking differently. I'm going to do whatever he tells me. And whether it's physical or whether it's spiritual, I'm going to do whatever he instructs. The kulo omeid. And we're all really just going to do whatever he wants from us. Now turning the page to page Dalad, he says, V'chein. Now we're going to connect this to how this relates to Shabbos Kodesh. V'chein hu mamash b'Shabbos Kodesh. In Hakanami. L'fi ha-to'elas hayotzeis lanu hayaraya yosin l'sakein b'yom ha-Shabbos precious gemura k'biyom ha-kipurim d'ikrei Shabbos If in my mind I was going to say, okay, we're going to have one day a week where we're super connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would say, okay, well, let's think. The Torah tells us that there's this thing called Shabbat Shabbason, this double, this higher level Shabbos. It's a Shabbaton, and we always love Shabbatons. And on Yom Kippur, I don't eat, I don't drink. I'm Purish. I stay away from all these onegs that exist in the world. Maybe I should do that every Shabbos. Maybe that's what Shabbos is supposed to look like. A day of connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu where I'm removed, I'm separate. Hainu, af me'achil v'shti. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Aval ha-Shabbos, eno yom kedusha shalanu. Shabbos is not a day of holiness for me. Elo yom shel Hashem Yisparach. It's a day of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitzido rotze she nis'aneg b'ma'adonim l'rov v'nismach itanu b'yom kodcho. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us eating shalom. HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants us having Shabbos candies. Because it's not my day. It's not my decision. It's not up to me. I'm in, effectively, the palace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when it comes to Shabbos. V'kol cheshbonos ha-to'ela shelanu b'tein muvu talim b'yom kacho. Many people's diets kind of take a sidestep when it comes to Shabbos. Now, some people would tell you that it's not so healthy. It's not so appropriate. If you're on a diet, you should stick to the diet. But maybe you say, no, I've got a diet because during the week, I don't need to have such sugary foods. I don't need to have such fatty foods. But on Shabbos, maybe I should be doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and have fish and meat. Now, there's still plenty of ways to make fish and meat in a healthy manner, but the idea of I'm going to stay away from everything on Shabbos because I need to be healthy, that doesn't work here because we're in the palace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is inviting us to eat with him. V'en hakanami, b'li safek, and without question, shel achar maisa gam ani yotzim yoser nishkarim mika sheis bal tana l'ritzono yisparach. We actually end up benefiting because we are mavatal. We just nullified our own thoughts relative to what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. I can reach a higher level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a higher level of spirituality, by doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants than doing what I want, even if what I'm thinking is I'm going to be perish, I'm going to be stay separate, I'm going to live what we might call a quote-unquote spiritually, like a monk, lahavdil, because I think that that's the deepest level of connection. We say, no, the best way for you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka, to not do that, not do what we in our minds might imagine is the holiest thing that I could do, but to, you know, enjoy oneg, to enjoy delicious foods on Shabbos, because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Aval yesod ha'inyan bi'karahu, really the foundation of this idea is hisbatlu shalanu avatzoni yisbarach. We are being mevatel ourselves, we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. If you're listening live, according to our shefter, you can say amen. According to some other postgame, they would not encourage it. For sure, if you're listening on the recording, you should not be saying amen to any brachos. V'hine, v'adai she'gam kol ha'mitzvos kulon hein kach, hispatlus el ritzoni yisbarach. Every mitzvah, really, fundamentally, is about nullifying ourselves relative to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'adayin, mitzvos l'chud v'kabalas p'nei shechina l'chud. But there's mitzvos, you know, there's mitzvah actions, and then there's receiving the shechina, there's being in front of and with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sheish hevdel bein mitzvah l'mitzvah. Kigon, what's the difference between these two? Misha ocha matzah, have ze maisa mitzvah. If I'm eating matzah, and instead of matzah, you want to say lulav nesra, you want to say blowing shofar, you want to say putting on tefillin, all of those things are a physical, active mitzvah. Have a misha ola l'regel l'beis hamikdash, have ze maisa mitzvah misuk acher. But going to visit the Beis Hamikdash, that's a totally different kind of mitzvah. The chalukos hamitzvah zumizu. They're very different. The ana kavana sheri es panim ba'azara have a mitzvah gedola yosef. Not to say that going to the Beis Hamikdash and seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash is a bigger mitzvah per se. The chen higdishu chazal and be'inyan Beis Hamikdash. And chazal say in Maseches Yevamos regarding the Beis Hamikdash, lo mi mikdash atamis yare ela mimi shehizir al hamikdash. There's not supposed to be a fear of the mikdash, of the building, of the tremendous structure. You're supposed to be in fear. You're supposed to be in awe. Yira, I like to say, is awe, not awe, because you're seeing. You're seeing re'ia, yira, re'ia. It's like seeing that you're so wholly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that you go to the mikdash and you're like, wow, this is such a crazy experience because of the mikdash. It's such a crazy, powerful, awesome experience because you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the person who says you need to be very careful with the halakos of the Beis HaMikdash. The halakos of the Beis HaMikdash are very complex and very complicated. There's going to be a lot of lunch and learns in order to try and understand how we're supposed to act. Yimitz Hashem, Mehera V'Aminu, when we actually build the Beis HaMikdash. What you can bring in, what you can't bring in. It's a lot to learn, a lot to understand. So, Hainu, She'en Yibes HaMikdash, Eno Asuk, Esek, Shal Mitzvah, Kishar HaMitzvos. The Beis HaMikdash is not like every other mitzvah. Ela Esek, Kaviyachol, Imi, Shetziva, Al HaMitzvos. Visiting the Beis HaMikdash is an opportunity, an activity of doing something with the person who commanded all the mitzvos. You're like, it's not to say that it's higher than the other mitzvos, but it's a different kind of activity. Some activities are in service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and some activities, like Beis HaMikdash, as we're going to say, like Shabbos, are not in service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they are with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah, it's an activity, it's a moment of being mamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein, he mamish mitzios HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about also. Kabbalas p'nei HaShechina. It's about receiving the Shechina, the divine presence within us. The etza mahusa shel Shabbos kodesh hu mitzios shel mikdash Hashem. And Shabbos is like visiting the Beis HaMikdash. It's like being in the temple courtyard. Shekol ha'nimsa ba umishtayach eleha mis'asek b'kabbalas p'nei HaShechina kipshuto. Anyone who's there, anyone who's shayach to it, anyone who allows themselves to be involved and connected to that experience, it's like they are mamish standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single week on Shabbos, in our homes, particularly now when we're only in our homes, we are have a connection to leave our homes, to be well beyond the four walls of our homes in Chutz La'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael, and to be in the Makom HaMikdash, to be in the Beis HaMikdash with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the mitzvah of Shabbos is about being present with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so, so that's all we have for now. That hit about 20 minutes. That's a good spot. That's a full section for for Opinkus. Let's do a quick recap. And like we did last week, it was well received. So like we did last week, we'll do a little bit of just a thought based on the connection between Shabbos and our Parsha. And so Pinchas explained to us that Shabbos is not like these other holidays. Shabbos is not about, per se, say, Zman this, Zman that. It's not a specific goal to Shabbos. The goal of Shabbos in its entirety is about connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of Shabbos is not even about connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a time of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because we are experiencing Shabbos, because we're engaging in Shabbos, we therefore, mimela, get connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's just about going to the place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As he said at the end, it's about visiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his home. And the mashal he gives about we're guests. We're really guests on Shabbos. Shabbos starts whether we want it to or not. Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jewish people. Mekadesh HaShabbos, as opposed to Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. We have something to do with the Zmanim. We are a little bit involved in making the holidays as they are, but we have no control over Shabbos. We just show up, whether we want to or not, and we're guests of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so even though I might think that I'm better off being Polish or being separate and not engaging in the meal and the oneg that exists on Shabbos, because the way of holiness is, to be separate. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, or Pinchas explains to us, that no, the best way to connect, to engage in Shabbos, and therefore connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is by doing all of the things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the host on this holy day of Shabbos. And so we're going to have elaborate meals, and we're going to have an oneg, because that's how we're going to connect. And in that way, it's like we're standing mamish in the Beis Hamikdash, in the temple courtyard. So that's it for Shabbos Malkasa, and now it's Parshas Bahar and Kukosai, and we'll share a quick thought about Shabbos. On this last idea about how on Shabbos we're guests, Bahar has the mitzvos of Shemitah, and maybe Shemitah is one of the best illustrations and examples of the fact that we're just guests, not just on Shabbos, but really in Eretz Yisrael in our lives. Because if every 7 years I want to plant, I think that the most logical thing to do would be to plant food. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're going to be a guest. Your mom is not going to do anything to the ground this year. You're just going to enjoy what I'm going to serve you, Kaviyachol, what I'm going to give you. You're not allowed to. And this came up in the United States. In the United States, 2 centuries ago, they realized that they had an issue that if you plant crops every single year, then the ground doesn't do well. It can't handle growing crops on a yearly basis. And so they set up, I think, a 3-year system where they had 3 fields over the course of 3 years. And during year two of the fields would get whatever crops they wanted to make. And that third field, they would plant prunes, I believe. And the reason they planted prunes was because prunes, with all due respect, don't taste good, but they are actually good for the ground. They make the ground more fertile. And it was a chizah for the ground. And then they would rotate in. So every year, one of the 3 fields would be growing prunes. And this way, it was still productive. They were still growing something, albeit prunes. And the rest of them could grow it normally. And that would sort of be the quote-unquote rest of the land. It makes sense that the land might need to rest. But we don't necessarily need the land to rest in its entirety. We don't need the land to lay dormant for an entire year. It doesn't need to be a Shabbat La'aretz. And yet, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want a Shabbat La'aretz. Because Shabbat is not about rest. Shabbat is not about inactivity, as we'll explore further. And the point of Shemitah is not that the land lay dormant for its health. It's not saying the land of Israel can be fertile all other 6 years because it takes a rest that 1 year. The reason why we do it is because Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're guests here. You're guests in my land. And I'll take care of you this year. I'll take care of you actually the next year also. But I'll take care of you this year, and don't worry about it. It's not necessary for you to be working during the year of Shemitah. Instead, you can engage in Torah learning and in mitzvos. And one of the things that we'll explore in the Sefer of Shabbos Malkasa is that the messages of Shemitah of, well, you're not working anyway, so you may as well engage in Torah mitzvos, that very much exists on Shabbos as well. If you're not working anyway, you may as well engage in Torah and mitzvos. And so, God willing, we'll be able to, every week, see an element of Shabbos within all the mitzvos all the parshios that we learn. There's no reason not to, because Shabbos is pervasive throughout Kol Torah Kula. Sometimes it'll be as obvious a connection as Shabbat Haaretz, and sometimes not. But with that, I bid you farewell. Thank you very much for learning with me, and I'll see you this time, 1 p.m. in Central. Standard Time, Central Time, next week to learn more about Shabbos. Have a wonderful week and a Chag Lag BaOmer Sameach, if we call it that. I don't know. Have a good day.